imagery symbolized by a mirror, because a mirror has no color, and yet reflects all colors. When this man I talked to you of, Huainan, said that you shouldn't just try to cultivate a blank mind, what he said was this. The void, shunyata, is like space. Now space contains everything. The mountains, the oceans, the stars, the good people and the bad people, the plants, the animals, everything. Now the mind in us, the true mind, is like that. You will find that when Buddhists use the word mind, they have several words for mind, but I'm not going into the technicality of the mind. They mean space. See, space is your mind. It's very difficult for us to see that because we think we're in space and look out at it. There are various kinds of space. There's visual space. Distance. There is audible space, silence. There is temporal space, as we say, between times. There is musical space, so-called distance between intervals, or the intervals between tones, rather. Quite a different kind of space. Temporal or visual space. Tangible space. But all these spaces, you see, are the mirror. They are the dimensions of consciousness. They're the dimensions of consciousness. And so, this great space, which every one of us apprehends from a slightly different point of view, in which the universe moves, this is the mind. They all had, you see, a contest to define the void. And all of them gave their definitions. Finally, Manjushri gave his. And Vimalakirti was asked then for his definition, and he said nothing. And so he won the whole argument. The thunderous silence.